Toyede, the Toyway, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Said name of Tzadikim that Bereishis Bara, the first thing the Bereishis Eiv needs is Brius, to be healthy, gesund. The Emes is said in the name of the Rebbe Baruch of Mezhbush. Now, the Archaim HaKadosh actually says in Parashat Tzchanon, the Pasuk Hafto, the three things that Eiv Dafka needs, Bona, Chayim, Mezoin. And he says all of them on the room is Bereishis Bara. Eiv needs. The word bar is Miloshin ben in Aramish, like a bar mitzvah. Bara is Miloshin brius. And bar also means parnosa. He pizzas bar la oritz. So says the Rebbe of Baruch. You think it's the Rebbe of Shavor from some Rebbe in Baruch, right? The Rebbe of Shoyin, the Chido brings the Chimus Oinach, B'Shem Rabbeinu Afrayim, the Bali Tezis. That the word beracious, the first word in the Torah, is Oisius bar oshis. Bar Miloshim Mizoinis, I will give them parnosa, all right? That the source of Torah, Bereishis, Bereishis Darke, as Rashi says, the Ebershtig gives parnosa to you, the Lech Lechol Bos. When Be'emes, the creditor in Shalomir, says, Bone, Chaye Umizoinis, Gimatria Bora. 203, work it out. And it's all Nichol, because the Gemara famously said in Tainus, we discussed many times, Afches, that Madli Yoav Mizoina Chayu Diyov, and Rachel says Vimayin Lchulu. Therefore, all in Yonim that he needs is Nichol and Bereishis Bor. And the Emes is the Gemara says the end of Mid Cotton that Bona Chayu Mizoina B'Mazl Talia, and the Kenas also just adds that Achagav Bereishis Bor Elikim 1202 is Gimatria Bona Chayu Mizoina B'Mazl Talia. Mamish Loshna Gemara. Okay. So we need all of these in Yon. I want to discuss today Brius, health. A lot of people I know need a lot of gizum. And that also, the Brius is also Merumas, besides Bereishis Bara, as we teach, is Merumas in the word Bereishis. In the Sefer Madoni Melech of Ashul Rimnever, the son of the Imrinoyim, Jacob, says, Amoyridigavot. If you take the word Bereishis, you have in the word Bereishis the letter Shabbos. And what's left? Aleph Yudresh. Which stands for Ani Hashem Refech. Right? So already in the first word of the Torah is Meramis that how do we come to Brius and all other brachas? Through the koyach of Shabbos. Shabbos means Refuah. As the Gemara says in Sefer Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis, Hanichnus Vaker is a chayyim. Go to visit someone on Shabbos. What do you say? Shabbos himilizoy urufu akrevelo. So Shabbos itself, the lashon of Divrei Chaim, beginning of the Amud Rosh Hashanah is shekuyach kedusha Shabbos bal urufua b'lizak utfil on Shabbos. You don't have to daven. You don't have to shai gival. The kuyach of Shabbos gufa brings urufus. And there's further remos and deeper in the word Bereishis. There's a In the Sefer Chuas Chaim from Gedalia of Linitz and the Echala Kadisha of Ashantiv, he says, Bereishis Bor Elikim. In the beginning, the Eberster, Bor. What does Bor mean? Why did Bor? He could have said Yotzar, he could have said also. All the Elikim. So he says, because Bereishis Bor Elikim. Elikim is Midas Hadin. How does one overpower all the dinim, all the machlis, all the tzara that you can have? Bereishis. The discourse of Torah, which is called Reishis. So that you have Brius, and you mamtik all the dinim, which come from Elikim. Beprotius Yeser. The Rapshitzer brings the Zerakoidish. Rashi brings Matam. Torah Shil Chur should have started off with
Chajilachem.
Matam Posach Bereishis. Mishum koyach ma'is of higid la'ami higid miloshen amshocha. The Eibishter was magid. He was mamshich. The koyach ma'is of the koyach of bria to share it with the Eden. Where do Eden share the koyach of bria? Yesh ma'ayin with the Eibishter. Because we said last week already. This year really today is really hemshif from last week's year. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos Kufitet that someone who says that on Shabbos Vayechulu, he becomes a shutiv Lakodesh Baruch Hu b'maisa Bereishis. Remember what we said last week, that there's a Shabbos prior to the Bereishis Bora, that's the Raivin, the whole Raivin of Shalashudis, and the Yid could tap into that Shabbos which was there, the Machshava, the primordial Shabbos before Briyas Olam. And therefore, Shabbos is Mekor HaBracha. Why could you be Rosh Mikedem the Sucha? Even before the Eibishter created the world as we know it in Sheishim Ebreishis, there was a Shabbos beforehand. And a Yid, all of the Machshava, the Minimlach, the Shetem Tzadikim, a Yid is able to tap into the original Shabbos. Therefore, as we explained last week, or I didn't explain last week, but I wrote up the Shir, I wrote up Arichos Niflo, that Shabbos we have a din, although generally the Gemara says in Kiddushin and Chulin that Schar Mitzvah Al Maleka, by Shabbos befudish in the Gemara, that Shabbos there is Schar in this world. We're saying there's Miras. Right? There's a Gewaldige Schar for those, the Gemara explains at great length, I'm not repeating the whole Gemara, for those who keep Shabbos in Hayam Hayam. So already in Bereishis of the Bria, you already have Shabbos as the source of all Brach, your mamtik, all the dinim, you bring all brachas and refuas and yeshuas through the koyach of Shabbos. Tifrigaret. It's brought in Aderes Elio from the Gro, that the letters Bereishis, Beis, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yud, Tov, the milui of these letters is Gematria 906. Anyone remember what 906 is? I've said this like at least 906 times. First of all, it's Gematria Shikutzis. What do you know about Shikutzis? Rings any bells? In Ona B'choyach, remember we have a prayer Ona B'choyach, yeah? There are seven lines. Each line corresponds to another day of the week. Can you do it? What is the final line of Ona Tfila of the Chuni Ben Akona? Is Shavaseinu Kabel Ushma Tzakiseinu Yodeya Talumis, and in the Jewish Sidurim, they have next to it Shikutis. Right? Which is Gematria 906. Which is the shame of the seventh line, which 7 days in the week, last time I counted, that's the shame, Shikutzis Kineged Shabbos Kvitch. Okay, wait, we'll hold yours. Moreover, just to throw out a vort, just derech agav, 906 is also Begimatria, Michal, Gavriel, Rafal, and Uriel. Hello? You with me? What do you know about these four angels? I've said this also 1,000 times. The Sefer Achayim from Rabbeinu Chayim, Achia Maral, Gemara, when you learn Torah, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Uriel. So you have here the Koyach of Shavaseinu Kabel, which is the Koyach of Tefillah, and the Koyach of Limud HaTorah, which is Gemara, all of which is 906. Says the Gro, is also Begimatria 906, Eish, Ruach, Yamim, and Oretz, and in the Bir Be'er Avrom, on the Sforum of the Gura, it says, why did he have this Lashon? Usually the Lashon is Eish Ruach Mayim Ofer. Because we're dealing with Maaseh Bereishis, and Maaseh Bereishis is called Yamim and Eretz. It's also 906, Pshat, that a person through Torah and through Tefillah has the Kuyach to be Mizgaber on the Dalad Yesoidis, the four basic primary elements to which the world was created. Anyone who ever learned Tanya, the Gura doesn't bring the Tanya actually, but Tanya, Perik Aleph, you don't got to go very far. The Alter Rebbe brings from Chaim Vital, that all midas rosh shebeteva odem animshna from the dalad yisoidus kas v'gaivim yisoid age tayrus tanugim yisoid hamayim atzus and atzus yisoid offer etc. So a person through Torah and Tefillah, which is merum is in shikutzis or the rosh tevis of Gemara, the four angels, is misgaber on the dalad yisoidus which drags you down, which is 906 is gematria. This is relevant to us. Rishus, have a zehirin b'rishus, there's eating and drinking and all of the things that a person does. When a person has Torah and Tefillah, Kedusha, then he's able to misgaber even in Yonei Rishus. Okay? Hello. And therefore, says above, I'm sure, if you take Bereishis, Beis, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yutav, Bimilua, and with the Oisius, is Gimashis, gorgeous. Shabbos, Torah, and Tefillah. That the Koyach of Shabbos elevates every the Torah and the Tefillah, etc. And for that, a Yid could fulfill the Tachlis, Bereishis, Mishal HaTorah, Mishal Yisrael, for which he was created. So far, so good. So Shabbos has a Gewaldige Koyach, the Tefillah of Shabbos, the Torah of Shabbos. Gematria 906, the Shikutzis. Yeah, you with me? Hello, following so far. I haven't lose you so far. It's an easy share today, just to get through the Gematria. Right? Yeah? stell sich the Shaila, you say Shikutis, Shavaseinu, Kabelu, Shema, Tzakiseinu. Hello? Ask Rav Shimshin Yaroslover, in the Sefer Torah Rav Shimshin, hey, wait a minute, doesn't the Gemara Jax quoted before a minute ago say that Shabbos he milizik, on Shabbos you're not marin, namastrian, you're not zoyakim, Shabbos you don't make bakoshes, there's no 12 mittel brachas of the Shemina Esra. So what's the Shavaseinu Kabel Ushmatz? Yeah. You hear our screams. Rav Nechunya Marakon was also bothered by this. And therefore he ends off with the words, Yodeya Ta'alumos. Throughout the week it says in Sforim, how do your prayers ascend before the throne of glory? Malochim, Matak, whatever. Shabbos, the Shechina is with us. And the Eibush is Makabal Artfilis. And the Eibush, unlike Sestoysvus, the Malochim, he knows Machshavus. So you could scream in your heart, and you don't have to what? Shrei beko audibly. Shavaseinu, Kabel, Shmat, Tehilumis, which is the shame of Shabbos, is therefore that brings Rishus. Now what do we know about Rishus, this week's parsha? V'rapo yirape, says the Gemara of Abakama, mikan shenitno, Rishus l'rape, l'roifi l'rapis. Everyone knows the story. By the way, let me just add, the Kedusha Siyan, Shemin Kabdama, the Baba Rebbe says, Mary the Gavort. How you mamtik din, and how do you bring brachas and refuas and yeshuas to even who need chaylim and need Shabbos? You go to a tzaddik. Why does a tzaddik go? Because Shabbos is the Mekor HaBroch. And in Zohar HaKadosh Mefurish, that a tzaddik is Bevchinas Shabbos. The Satan Rebbe brings, the Zaydi, the Zbak Moshe, the Elto Zaydi, used to walk around the whole week with Bigdi Shabbos. Chum Yachom Bevchinas Shabbos. And he says, Meiridi, Rishus 906 is Gimachia, Shabbos plus Tzaddik. Hello? What am I talking about? I'll give you a simple story. In the Ginza Yisrael, in the Nether Yisrael, told us of Yisrael Chalkari, Meiridi Gamasa. He lived Kiyadua in Wien, Elikt in Wien. And there was a Chassidish Yid, a Charkov Rechosid, and he had an acquaintance who he knew was Vait, he's not a Chassidish, Kam was a Shayim Ritari Mitzvah, just about. And he was a Gvir Adir, and when he got old, Nebuch, as it happens, like the person gets old and you get all kinds of machlis and everything to dvet. The minute you retire, nothing's working anymore. The minute, keep on working. And they had a home toyefis. He went to every doctor, all the big professors in Vienna was a bira, Gunishgov. So his friend, the chassid, said, you know what? You went to all the professors, all the doctors, they're miyayish, you're miyayish from your matzav. The Rebbe is in Vienna. Ask him, okay, kicking and shoving, plus Breder, he went to the charter. Charskiver gave him a name of a doctor to go to. Okay, he went to this doctor. He walks in the waiting room. Nishdos. What do you call Harley Street here in England? Like you go to a fancy doctor with the. This doctor looks like a third rate. Schlocky doctor, Nebuch doctor. Third rate. So he's already the fact that why I listen to this Rebbe. The Chassidim are cheap, they don't have money. I'm a Gvir Adi, a millionaire. What? Okay, the Rebbe Gehazin, he went, the doctor gave him a recept,
prescription,
right? Should I listen to it? Should I not listen to it? He's like, he told his friend the Chosid, the Rebbe did a sheet. He sent you to this doctor, he looks like a third-rate nobody, folk. He went to took the prescription of the third-rate doctor, gave it to the chemist, the pharmacist, got some medicine, tarufas, and no time, he was healed. So he went back to the Chalker with Kodesh Elohim. He said, Yandena Rabbeinu, I went to the biggest, most expensive doctors, professor, with the whole alphabet soup after the name. I'm Sigornish, and I went to this, whatever. So Chalker Rebbe said, V'rape yirape, mikan shenitna rishus l'roi fil rapes. End of the conversation, he benched him, and like, not the chosid who went with him, escorting him, and not this modern guy understood what in the world he's talking about. So they went to his son, the Berni. So what do you father mean? So he meant, I was like, Mikan, from the Beis Sadikim. That's Nitna Rishus L'Fil Raps. So Al Derech is a very similar story. There was a two people had the same machla. One was a chassid, he went to Reb Chaim Shmuel of Chinjin, the father of the Ozer, the grandfather of the Ozer, came back to his town. He told him to go to his doctor and take this and this medicine. Okay, that's what he said. So the other guy, it wasn't a shtak chos, he went straight to the doctor and he gave him the same prescription, same medicine. Gunsh geholfen. So he went back to the Chinjin Rebbe and he said, again, mikan shenit narishus. You think it's the medicine, the doctor? The doctor, they're good for one thing, they're good for another. Mikan shenit, the Rebbe heis. Al derech zeh, when the Imre Emes went, remember, a few nesiyas before the war, to Eretz Yisrael, to Tafresh Medal, he went with the Rebbe Yitzchak Zeilig Sokolov. He was in Yerushalayim, and he was shmizing, as a Rebbe shmizing, how do you do your business? So the Sokolov Rebbe asked the Ger Rebbe, why is it that when people come very often to Miyaz but a choyle, so the Imre Emes used to send them to the it's called the felcher, you know, the, what do you call it in
quack.
What?
A quack.
You call it a quack, not officially called a quack, but he's a choyvish, like a nurse, you know, like a third rate, whatever. In a little teeny weeny town called Ger, like why don't give Miyaz to go to the Mumchim in Varsha, like the. So the Rebbe said the same word, mikanshin it lirishus. I know many stories of the Rebbe, I think 100 stories that tzaddikim didn't need this doctor. But since you have to go b'derech ha-teva, so they said, it's out. Whatever. Mikanshin it lirishus. But the rishus refers to what? The refuah. The fees I understand, the name of Shabbos, going back to our story, mikshus, which gimachu shikutzis, the shame of Shabbos, Shabbos brings bracha. At the Hechel bracha from the Gemara brings rapoi reish pei aleph and miluin gimatria Shabbos. And therefore, by the way, Rishus 906 Shigut says that's why also the Rinoyim the Shikavar says when Yankiv had the battle with the Samach Mem the Malach of Esav, he had the same four Malachim Michal, Gavriel, Raphael, and Ariel, which is gimatria Rishus. And therefore, although it says vateika kaf yerach. Vateka Kavyarach is Gimacha also 906. Aber Rishus, that was the refuah through the malach, these four malach. Lefi zev et fa'infrit amedrish pliyah. By Yankiv it says, Vayizrach loy hashemesh. Yeah? The sun rose for Yaakov, says the medrish pliyah, mikansha shomro of Yisus HaShabbos. It's the charaya that, Vidhul Hashemesh, the other sacrilegion kept on. What? Wait. Vukum Shabbos and Ayankov. It's a pel. Norvos Rashi says Vayizrach Loya Shemesh Litzorch Lurapoy Seyat Salos. Come on, the tame as a patent pasuk Shemesh Zedoku Marpet Mufel. The sun has therapeutic healing property. In accordance to the amount of hours that the sun had prematurely set, Vayitzi Yankim Beshava, and the sun set. Now the same amount of time the sun rose earlier to give her refuah to Yankim. What's bad that Rashi? It's going to chul. What's bad that Rashi do? What do you mean by Yizrach Lo Yashem? The sun rose for him. The sun rises for everybody. You can say he benefited. He rose for him. That's just, look at the unfortunate Rashi. But the fee, what we say now, by Yizrach Lo Yashem, for Yankiv Avinu, the by Yizrach Lo Yashem was a Shemesh Doku Merape, when for everybody else it was not. The difference in Mahus and what sunrise meant. The Behekdom, let me just explain it based on the Sefer Neyom Shabbos. The Bnei Yisrael famously says that the name of Shabbos, the Nebuchadnezzar's name, which is on Shabbos, is Kael. Aleph Lam. Right? Which is why we say on Shabbos, the Kael Asher Shavas Mikol HaMaz. Kael Adoyna Alkol HaMaz. Right? And therefore, he said, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Atem Edai Num Hashem Vani Kael, when you are my Edim, my witness is then I am Kael. When are Yidin Edim on Shabbos on the Eibishter? Shabbos, Vechulu. We said last week, a Yid becomes an Edim Harim Tshuva. I said last week. I didn't say the Rechaim HaKodesh every Friday night before he said Kiddush, he would learn Hilchos Edus and Chosh Mishpat. Giving Edus, you have to be Kosher. It's Harim Tshuva. Says the Chido, you have to be Kosher Edus, etc. As we explained last week. Because since Shabbos, as the Ramban said, is the Ikre Emuna, right? Therefore, Ayid gives Eidus on the Eibishter Dafka through Shabbos. Therefore, Therefore, we say, therefore, Atam Edai Vani Kael. What is the word, the name Kael? Which Mida of the Eved does it represent? Rashi, Chumash, Pashat, Chumash, the Mikra. Hello? Shema Kael, Rachum, Vachanan, Kael is Midas Harach. By the way, that's Pashat in the Zmir Shabbos, we say, Schoroi. The schar of Shabbos are nachle b'li mitzorin, the gashmis, barochnis, and oilemis everywhere. Ish al machaneu v'ish al. What does ish al diglega do anything? Nor there's a chido, it's a moiridike chido, which he says, really, I should keep this quiet, but he's megalus dumis. You know, when the Jews encamped around the Mishkan, there was three tribes per ruach. Each one had a dega of the main tribe. What was the name of the Nesiim of each of the main tribe and the four different ruachs? So on the east, you have Yehuda. Who is the Nasi of Yehuda? Degel Machne Yehuda, fellow called Nisanel. On Dorim was a guy called Shlumiel. On the west, Ephraim, was a guy called Gamliel. And in the north was Dan, a fellow by the name of Pagil. If you look at all the names of the Yud Beis Nesiim, only these four have the name Aleph Lamed. So we say on Shabbos, Schore Harme Mekoshem Shabbat, Schore Harme Me'oid, Ishal digloi, because you ma'oirer the kale, which was shayr on each one of the four degalim, as part of the name of its nasi. So kale is a name, as important shayr, rachmim, gemurim, mamish, the greatest brachos. And therefore we all know also, Shabbos is the same kale, so the Beis also writes, it's important, navinach, svarmatashim, from the Magid Mezrich, kale is the name of refuah. How do you know that?
Refuah.
Moshe Rabbeinu, when he prays very bekitzer, succinctly, for Miriam, Kael, no, Rufan Allah. The same Kael is the name of, by the way, I have a mini, I don't know where I got it from Tzadikim, I can't remember where. Every time you see an ambulance going by, you say, Kael, no, Rufan Allah. Someone there, say a bracha that the person, don't see another person in sorrow, and you just make believe you didn't see. Anyway. So the shame of refuah is kale. Shabbos is shayra, the shame of kale. Hence, Shabbos is refuah. The fees of etrech, everyone knows the Gemara of Baba Basra, Dafta Zayin, that was an Evin Toiv, which is totally in Savori Shel Avram. Anyone who looked at it was Nisrab. Right? When Avram was Nifzim in Olam, Tolak of Dishbar Chuba Galvacham. They just took it and brought it in the Galvacham. What in the world is, what are they talking about here? What's this Evan Toiva, which is a school for refuah, and why Dafka was by Avram, and what does it mean that it was placed now in the Chama? Says the Shari Erim, Avram is what Mida?
Chesed.
What is the shame of the Mida of Chesed? Chesed? Kael, go ahead. Who was therefore from the three of Avos HaKadoshim, the one who represents Chesed? Kael. By Avram Avinu, it says, Baruch Avram, the Kael Elim. By Avram it says Ve'ita Eishel V'Shav Yikar Shav B'Shem Havaya Kael Oyla, right? Yes. So Avram personifies Alebediga. He represents in him is Shaira the Mida of Kael the Chesed Kael Kol Yehim, and therefore all you had to do was come to Avram, and there in his presence was the Shaira the Shem Kael. Hence, you looked at Avram, you had a refu. What happens when Avram was nostalgic mina oilam? The Eibush took the name Kael, the refuah shabedover, and he placed it in the Galgal Hacham, because it's brought in Svar Magdalishim and Kilis Yankiv, that when the sun rises in the morning, is Shaira the name Kael, as we say in Davni Kael Baruch Adol Deya Hechonaval Zare Chamon. Shabbat says Kael Abisei Apachol Yom Dal Shari Mizrach. Kale is connected to Zrichas Hashemesh. Becomes a school. Narvos, not the Pasha. Because the Zera Kodesh and Parsha Tzav clears, is Kale Chesed or is it Gevura? Yes, Chesed Kale Kol Yoyim, but either Kale Kamei V'Noikim. Right? Yet Kale Zoyim B'Chol Yoyim. So the Zera Kodesh says, Seventiv, it has both. Just like Chama, Do you remember a Gemara Dora? Gemara began by Dezora. The Osad Lovey, the Eibishter will take the Chamo and take it out, Chamo Minotiko, and Tzadikim on Misrapin boy, and Rishoyim on Nidoinim boy. The same Chamo. So Kale could be either good or bad, depending on who you are. Others say, one of the high figures, one part says, Kale Zoyim Bechol, next word, Yoyim. Chesed Kael Kol Hayoy. The Hey Idea. The Rachaim HaKodesh says in Dvorim, which is Hayoyim Shabbos. Kael Zayim Bechol Yoyim is the weekdays. Need the Sadid. Shabbos, the Chesed Kael Kol Hayoy. So a person who keeps Shabbos tacks into the Midah of Kael, Azarufua, hence, Vayizrach Lo Yashemesh. Hello? Vayizrach Lo Yashemesh. It says the Medrash Pliya, Mikan, that the Ovis kept Shabbos, because Shabbos is the source of Rufu. So far, so good. By the way, parenthetically, let me just add, the Munkatzer brings in a sefer, from the Zayda the Shem Shlema. This Maimer Chazal, the Osu Lovi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moitzi Chamo. What's the gematria of Chamo? 53. Very good. Nartiko, 755. I'll make easy. What is 755 minus Chama, minus 53? Moitzi Chama, you take out Chama.
702 Shabbos.
702 Shabbos. Shabbos is the Moitzi Chama in Artika. Shabbos brings the refuah for tzaddik. Just by the way, you see later on, remember there's a guy called Esau HaRosho, yeah? And Yankov is meeting him for the first time in 22 years, right? Hello? So he says, in love of Garti, says Rashi, Vitariak, Mitzvah,
Shemar.
And the Chaim said, who? Do you think Ace of Kier is the gate demon? How much Gemara he learned? It's like, what was the gate demon? Tag with Shemar. It's a murder to go. Ace of Arosha came with 400 people. Where did he get these 400 people from? These 400? Arba Meir Ishima. Who are these? It's 400 in Koiches Achitzoinim. Once he married Mochlas Bas Yishmol, right? Women, I look at all the women, and Noshim is Gimatria, Nun Shin, Yud Mem. 400. So all Lilasin, all Klippis, all Shratzion, negativity, whatever. These are the Arba Meir, Kuchas of Yitzoyna. Where did this come from? Marbe Noshim, Marbe Shofim. So Esav is coming with Hokey Pokus from his wives over there to ring circles around Yankiv. Yankiv Avinu says, in love and garti, says Rashi, with Taryag Mitzvah Shemart. I ask you, how in the world could you keep Taryag Mitzvah and Alish Shvart Yoram? There's no Bishan Mitzvah, there's no Karbonis. You're not a Kohen, you're not a Levi. That doesn't make any sense. You have to give a get. How could you keep all 613 Mitzvahs? Nor there's one Mitzvah that Shokel can get all Taryag Mitzvahs. Shabbos. Says in Renoyim, says the Holy Spirit, sorry for others. Yankov Avinu says, I kept Shabbos, and Kol Mekayim is a Shabbos, Kilukim Kol Teir Kula. And therefore, Shabbos shows that he is a Maila from Kachav Mazolus. I'm not scared of your witchcraft, and your women, and your Noshim, etc., etc. And therefore, you may remember, the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, that Turnus Rupus HaRosh Asher B'Kiva, proof to be Shabbos, Oiv doesn't work on Shabbos. All these hocus pocus seances, you know, the whatever, all the witchcraft, all this doesn't work on Shabbos. The Panim Yafis says that when Moshe made the Makis, when Moshe made the Oisis, which day did he make it on? Take a guess. Shabbos. Kedei Shal Yom Remaisi Kshafim, because Shabbos Kshafim doesn't work. And therefore, the idea of Shabbos is to show that the Eden al Lamaila min Ateva, and that Hoga of the Abishur is Lamaila min Ateva Eden, and therefore Shabbos comes Refuah. And therefore, says the Mechilta, 2 weeks ago, you still remember it, when it says after Kriyas Yamsuf, right? Yeah, I remember it's the same Aliyah as the Shir. Pasuk end off the Aliyah end off the chol machlash the samti v'mitzrayim le'osam alecha kian Hashem rifecha. Says the Mechilta, kian Hashem rifecha, tamad loymer kian Hashem rifecha. I mean, the Eibishter is your heat, your doctor. Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu le'Moshe. And more, let me tell the Eden, Divrei Torah shenasati lachem, the Torah which I gave you is your refuah lachem and chayim lachem. Let me bring Pesukim. Yeah? The Satmar of the Berach Moshe asked the obvious question, Let's get it right. Last week we read Parshas Yisri. If I'm not mistaken, Yisri came after Bishalach. Hello? First you have Kriyat Yamsuf. This Pasuk, Chomach Rashanti Mitzrayim. And Yisri, we got the Torah. Hello? What's that the Ebershter says in Parshas Bishalach, right after Kriyat Yamsuf? On the way to Har Sinai, Torah Shin Asati Lechem. It's your Rufu, it's your Yerichem. Hello? Where was it? Okay. Where was this pasuk called Machlo Shamdivrei Malecha said? Where? In Mora. Yeah. What was given in Mora? The Gemara says it had nothing involved. Shabbos. And Shabbos, you just told me, is what? The refuah. The Teirish and Asati Lechem already here now in Mora. That is your refuah and that is your chay. Which Derech Agav. Therefore, he says, Mirdi. Oh, you give up. Therefore, the pasuk starts off. You remember the famous word, I've said this, I said it from Sharon Belzer, from the Chuyzes, the Baba Vareba brings the Shasi and Hashem Kedama, right? Plug, right? Moshe Yedaber Velikim in Enu Bekol. Moshe stands for, I've said this 100 times, Shabbos Ibi Lizoik, Velikim in Enu Bekol, Kol stands for, Urufuah Kerevelot. Hello? So the says the Satmar of the Berach Moshe, that's the part, Im Shemoya Tishma, if you want to hear the Eibishter giving a geshrei, urufu a krayv a love I vikumtis. So he says teirish and asati lachem, right? The teir of Shabbos and that yitzricha that what it brings the refuas. Just perach agam moish yedaru the king of the bekol Rashi Davis is gematria 68, which is gematria chayim. That brings arichas yom v'chulhu. Okay, no time to elaborate. Now, why am I? Now everyone here, the bubble on top of your head is saying, "Why is this guy speaking about refuahs and Shabbos punk this week?" Because we've got every week. That's miyuchad this week. Two things. First of all, this Shabbos, the Shabbos of Orchim, Chodesh Adarish. Hello. Famous story that brought down the base Yisrael once went to be Vavaka Chayla, going to Chosid, Reb Chaim Goldshaw, who happened to be the Bechitin of the Tchigin Rov. Very dohevini. Tafsh is Rish, he went to visit him, so said Rechnir Shif, the Mashbach. He went to visit Rish Chodesh Adar Tafshin Tezayin. He said, when he was growing up in Ger, came, and he said, B'shem Zayda, the Kodesh of Magid, that Eor is Rosh Tevis, Ani Hashem, two Yuds, Hashem, Refech. Said the base itself, the matana odor is also a mi Hashem Rifa. The chalai that odor is already a month, which is the sugul for refus. Or befrat this week's parasha. Where do I see this? The outstanding, awesome Tver Shloima. You know the pasuk says v'chiyir bon anoshim v'hiku ishes rehev even a regrei finafal mishkov in yakum v'yishalech b'chutz al nishante. Which I could spend an hour talking about this pasuk. Gevaldik Ramosim, I have no time to elaborate. Rak shifte yitin verapi rak. Says the holy Tver Shloima. Rak shifte you have Shabbos verapi rak. As he brings the mishnah in brachas, right? Kol oichlim oichel adam l'rufua b'Shabbos. Literally, mean there's no xeris chikas hamamonim medicines on food eat for Shabbos. But the holy Tver Shloima Taitch is called Euchlem Odom Euchel. The Rafua B'Shabbos. Every food that you eat on Shabbos, the Charafua. The Menei Salsa famous, he says, the Macholi Shabbos are Sam HaChayim for eat. Your doctor says that your cholent is full of cholesterol, you fell, it'll give you, I'll be sick to your. No. Shabbos, the food of Shabbos is a Rafua. Shabbos, the Zohar HaKadosh says, you turn nega, nun gimel ayin, into oinik. I'm going to say all the verlach about it. There's a famous story that Mokatcher brings that his father, Daki Chiva, once commanded his mother to make an extra of Michael Chavit Shabbos, and with that she'll have a refu shlif. And by the way, oinik Shabbos, gimatria birchas bonachayim umizayim. The fee zever, mamish moyedid. The vort, which is pachat pilikloys, in Arigas Abayus in the Chisarov in this week's parsha. When a person visits a sick person on Shabbos, what do you say?
Shabbos.
Yecholi terach. it can Shabbos at the Koyach to bring Rachmanus, to bring Rufus, to bring Yeshuas, to Brachos, and whatever. Oy bazoi, if a person karzuch on Hitzos Shabbos, do the minimum instead of the maximum. So midah keneged midah, the Rufus, the health goes down the drain. So he teaches Moiridik the word. Lak shifta eat in verapa yerap. Lak is always in Chazal what?
Amid.
You're a mate. You're limiting your Hoytzoah Shabbos Vyondav. Lak shiftai. You don't spend the money on Shabbos, on buying nice things. Then yitain verapa yerapa. The geld that should have gone for some extra kugel or whatever, you'll give it to the Asya, the payment that you got to pay for your Asya, for your doctor. Over Taich Faker, you want a person who wants him a sacking that he was cheap on Nisol Shabbos. Rak Shiftoi, that he was a mate on Shabbos. Yitei, the Gittos. Then Verapa, Yerapa, you'll have the Rufu. Right? And who will heal you? Actually, there's a Gemara in Brochus, of Samach. There was a Nichnos, Lahaki, is a Saddam. You go take that blood, which was Rufu in those days. What do you say? Yerotel, Fanecha, Hashem, Likai. Right? Shetehei, Yehei, Eisek, Zul, Rufu. Vitir po'eni and heal me. Why? He roifichinam. The Abraham is a roifichinam. But that's not so. Right? Yeah? It says in the Brick Yotzev, the Chidob brings, but Yabri Yabek. Hello? Shchina is gimachir roifichinam. And Chazal say a person is ma'anigas a Shabbos, is ma'anigas a Shchina. Right? Yeah? And Shchina natrin the inun the Shem Rishabbos. The Shechina protects those people who keep what? Shabbos. Asher Alkein. Right? If you keep Shabbos, then the Abish, the Shechina, who is Roifechina, by the way, and the Shechina does a much better job than all the doctors in the world, because the doctors, they do it temporarily. 5 years later, the guy's back in whatever, after, right? The Abish, if Eini Hashem ve'erape, it's something permanent, that's just something temporary. How does this fit into what I said last week? Let me just try to. It's a very deep word. Last week we explained that there's a Shabbos that the Eibishter created before we created Bereishis Bara. Before the Sunday, it was the Shabbos and Sunday of Bereishis Bara, it was a Shabbos. That's why Shalashudas, Kineged Raivin, the Chol Raivin, you could be Poel Gevalt, but Shalashudas, the Bonachayim, Zayna, whatever, Pekash Mizrach. That original Shabbos, the Mekor Abrocha, Mirish Miked and the Sucha, right? Yidin are able to tap into even this world. Because Yidin come, Min Nimloch, with whom did the Abish take counsel to create a world? Nishmaseim Shadika before the world. Therefore, Yidin are Shukzub, we said, like on Baruch Hu, Maisibrish. So you're about the boss over Maisibrish. And that you can bring all kind of brachas. The difference is, how did the Abish to create the world? Even. Asar Mamoris. The Shabbos afterwards, the Shabbos number 7, a Hemshech of Dibur. The original Shabbos, there's nothing audible, nothing verbalized. It's Shabbos is that Shabbos Keduma is the world of Machshav. Okay, you should note generally a principle. People often ask, and I've had this challenge many times. Person is stark nishgizit. There was a lot of people. Shabbos, what do? Shabbos, himilizit. You can't cry out. You can't. So it's brought b'shem all the tzaddikim. I've said this before many, many times. Yisui brought Nami Melech, Nami Sosfer, and Ribu Mekrim Misayim, Nami Sosfer, Say Lager, the Pirka, and all the Sforim. This fits in. This explains 100,000 midrashim. She had no time, whatever. On Shabbos you daven b'machshav. Where? In the Gimel Rishonis, in the bracha, the second bracha, which is the bracha of Yitzchak b'Chaya Meisim. You say what? I don't know. B'chal b'chayim b'chesed. If you need parnasa, think about it. B'chal b'chayim b'chesed. B'chayim meizim rachim rabim. The Eibush is merape choylim who are not to eat. Fakir. Hepech ha'chayim. Soymech noyflim. V'royfi choylim. Omater asom. Whatever you need in any of these categories. Why? Because amal, a person scared of aldavin, the mekatregim, maybe I'm not worthy. Be able to. So there's a minute. It's quote from the Melech. Tfilo la'oni ki yatoif. Ain oni el bedas. What do? They're matif. They envelop their tefillas In other words, no malachi ashar is gimakater when you say the Abish is refechayim. Once you say that, even afterwards, if you daven in Yud Bey's middle brachas for whatever parnasa, refu, yeshua, whatever you need, once they answer omein the malachim on the first brachas, they can't be makater. That's that they're pegay in kvijamai. This is brought from all the tzaddiki with this they touch numerous midrashim, right? There is a Shabbos is a time where you don't have to verbalize, articulate, protius your needs. Shabbos, you could daven b'machshava, because Shabbos, the Eibush, the Shechina, is there with you. And therefore, Shabbos, not the Shabbos, Mishpachim, read this pasuk. Rak shifte yitei verape yirape. In this week's parasha, we end off, kol machla shesamti uveirech es lachmecha, es leimecha, vazirisi machla mikirbecha, liti okor vakor. The whole gewaldige brachos in this week's parasha, it's Shabbos, I've said many, many times, I'm not going to repeat it, whole lumdus. But the Mishenichnus Adar Marbin Besimcha starts from Adarishan Sadiqim said, and as I say every year from Sadiqim, Mishenichnus Adar. It's not like the Adar passes on your calendar, but Adar geht rein in Zich, where you have a Simcha with the Eibishter, and in that Schustaka we should be Zeicha, all of us, to Vasiris Simach Magaben, all of us Zeicha, Tarich Chuz Yomim Shem Tayyip.
Oh, man, Shkoyer!
This is what you said about the Rechatka, whatever. I'll give you another story I had myself.